Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Father Bailey is back. How are you, sir?
I am great. How are you doing, man?
Really good, man. Lots changed since the last time you're in here.
What you mean?
I told you, we've gone Nashville.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and
yes, man. We're we're Nashville now, man.
That's right. What's up, Nashville?
We had to make a trade. We get to broadcast from Atlanta, but they get to keep our air conditioner.
Oh.
So that's
right.
That's why it's toasty in here.
We know that you really like it when it's warm, wearing
collar.
Oh,
my full guard.
That priest collar.
I love it hot.
Yeah, what you should have done is come in here and taught us about patience today, because the air conditioning has been out here. And in Atlanta, it's been like 95 degrees, and the air conditioning at our studio here has been out for about a week, right?
Yes.
And we just found out today that it's going to be out another 7 to 10 days.
What?
Yeah, yes. Man.
Oh, man, you should go to, find someplace else to do this, the show from, man. Come to my house.
Jeff tried that a couple of months ago, but it didn't work out so well.
We do have an air conditioner.
Yeah.
Our big old fan.
You see my hair blowing in the wind? Yeah, I feel it.
Don't pay any attention to the noise. Just go ahead and do your report.
All right, Father Bailey, because we do have a whole new audience that hasn't heard you before. Tell them who you are, man.
Okay, well, my name is Father Ricardo Bailey, known as Father Crunk here in Atlanta. I have been with the Burt Show for about 5.5 years, close to six. Mm-hmm. I've been ordained to the priesthood for 7 years, and I basically come here on the air to do a segment about something dysfunctional in Hollywood or something in society that has some humor to it and kind of tie it to the Bible and make it relative to the listening audience out there who are listening.
Now, if you're very conservative, you're not going to like this. Every time we have Father
Crunk on. I'm the Antichrist,
I've gotten those emails that you're going to go, that guy really isn't a priest. But yeah, he's a real priest.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, people are used to, when you think Catholic priest, I think there's certain things you think about, and Father Crunk does not fit that description.
Not even a little bit.
I think it's a good thing.
Uh-huh. So we'll link up to Father Crunk from our website.
That's what the old folks call me, yeah.
What's your name, son? Father Crunk?
Like, no, I'm not Nino Brown. I ain't dealing drugs, baby. You know what I mean? Come on, St. New Jack City. CLB, we all we got. Burt Show Nation, what it is, what it ain't, what it's gonna be, I don't know. Y'all tell me. Well, today your man, the Reverend Father Crunk, is in the building coming at you all like I always do. Live and hardcore over the airways of Clear 100, Lord have mercy. Today, love is in the air. And love is on all of our minds, at least in this studio, because we are all so happy that our girl, Miss Entertainment Buzz herself, the ever so fine Jen Hobby, got engaged this past weekend.
Congratulations,
now,
Jen Hobby.
Yes, indeed. Now, for all you longtime Burt Show listeners, you all know that our girl Jen has come a long way, and we celebrate with you, baby, this new and exciting chapter in your life. Now, this leads me to talk to you all about the gift of love and the powerful and important witness of that love known to us all as marriage. We all know that we have seen and heard the negative aspects and stories of marriages that have ended, so on and so forth. But we must be thankful for and celebrate all the marriages that enable these couples to inspire us all not to be so self-centered on ourselves, but to truly be what we need to be for the other person in our life. Now, the Bible says so much about marriage and what marriage is and what marriage is not. But I want to take the controversial route and hopefully explain to you all what the Bible is truly telling us what marriage is. Now, ladies, here's a warning. When you hear this, don't pump your brakes immediately and cause an accident. And don't do a drive-by over here by the studio. Because you can say and believe what you want, but I'm talking too, shorty. I wasn't born to preach. Now, all joking to the side for just 1 minute. In the Bible, we can see some advice that is given for a good marriage. And here is what it said. Wives, be submissive to your husbands.
Oh, that's funny.
Now, majority of you ladies are saying like Lil Jon, what? But Give me a minute to explain. You see, the problem and the issue that so many people have with this statement is not only that it lets men off the hook, but it's a Captain Caveman, Ike Turner approach to love. Right. Well, if you feel that way, then you are absolutely right. The problem is that people have used the Bible to legitimize their sick ways and mindsets that they purposely leave out the entire meaning of what's said. Now, here's what the whole text says in Colossians chapter 3, 13 through 20. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, patience, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. And over all these, put on love, that is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace in which you are all called into one body. And be thankful. And whatever you do in word and deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Wives, be subordinate to your husbands as is proper in the Lord. And here it is, y'all. Husbands, love your wives and avoid any bitterness towards them as Christ loved the church. So, what the Bible is saying to us in this letter is subordination is out of an imitation of what Jesus did. And what did Jesus do? He laid down his life for all of us so we all can be free and have a loving relationship with him. This is what true love is all about. A husband wants a woman who is his equal, who can complete and compliment him. A woman who can be his true friend and the love of his life, and a woman who will show and prove to him what true love is all about. A wife wants a man who is going to be the anti-Al Bundy. She wants a man who will affirm her every day. A man who is not ashamed to show, prove, and express his love and admiration of her at all times and in all places. She wants a man who will be romantic, who's going to rub her feet, who's going to be spontaneous. She wants a man who will truly respect her and honor her. She wants a man who will truly be the very mirror of God for her, and she will be the very mirror of God for him. So in marriage, there is a joyful and mutual act of the man and the woman freely giving themselves to one another. Not out of fear, not out of intimidation, or even misunderstanding of what is in the Bible. But they give of themselves because they know beyond the shadow of a doubt that their lives will not be the same without the love of that person who walked into their lives and swept them off their feet. They can pray together, they can love together, they can have wings together. And no matter how bad the breath is in the morning, how much toe jam is in the socks, or how challenging the day may be, they know that their life is truly complete with the love and, more importantly, the presence of God in that person. So, Jen, congratulations, boo, on your engagement. And I know that I, with the entire Burt Show Nation, all the people up in Nashville, and all the party people down here in the ATL, wish you and your man many happy years together. And may the I do's you both will exchange on your wedding day inspire all of us to cherish, embrace, and thank God for the awesome gift of love made manifest in marriage. Now, Jen, here's a little something for you from the House of Crunk. It's a little remix, all right?
Okay.
You ready?
You want me to drop the music for you?
Drop the music, okay, man. All right.
Here we go.
All right. Beautiful girls all over the world. He could be chasing, but his time would be wasted. They got nothing on you, Harbe. Nothing on Jim, Harbe. They might say hi, and he might say hey, but you shouldn't worry about what they say, because they got nothing on Jim, Harbe. Nothing on you, Harbe. That's it, y'all.
All right.
So, I want to give a big shout out to all the couples I married over the last 9 years, to that true player clique repping the ATL, Sweet Brown Sugar, Ebony, Kamisha, Shannon, and Charmaine, to my adopted mom, Miss Angela Off the Chain Jones. What's up, Doobie? How you doing? The City of Alpharetta Police Department, to all the players and hustlers at Big Papa's Barbershop in Marietta, to all my students and colleagues at Blessed Trinity Catholic High School in Roswell. A special shout out to the 6 men who will be ordained priest at the Cathedral of Christ the King in Buckhead this coming Saturday, and to all the Burt Show listeners. Thank you all for all your support and for all the love you show to this show and even to your man right here. I'm out because it's hot in here and I gotta meet my fam for lunch at Papa Do's this afternoon. You heard me? So I gotta go home, get fresh, put on the fresh polo and the cologne by Gucci. So I'll holler at you all next time. Keep it pimping. And congratulations, Jen Hop.
Father Bailey! That's Father Bailey.
You
can check him out online at theburtshow.com. Thank you, Father.
You're welcome, man.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba.
Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.